TH. No, I saw this morning another one on social media, a little news there about the latest, one of the latest super fast trains made in China that can go as fast as airplanes do. Course, you don't know what's true or not on social media these days, but the comments, as usual, were to a large extent made by people with names that sound American and who were often very negative about this. Oh, they have stolen that from Germany, or they're just copying from others, and someone said, I've been to China several times, which I have too, the one who speaks this. And I tell you, they are 50 years ahead of us in development, which, yes, I've heard that from several people. I haven't been there since 2012, and I heard lots happened after that. But when I was there, it was top modern, clean and neat, safe. Top modern, everything. Subway in Beijing, wow, best I've seen. And so on. So, yeah, I thought give that 20 years. I mean, give that 12 years. So, and then I'm following now the news, the independent ones, telling us about what's going on in the world. And then I look, and I don't even do that anymore because I find it useless. The mainstream media from these Western countries that I'm in, and they just give this constructed, actually false, or in many cases false, version of reality here, which I find so weird. Of course, I remember it from when I was young. We had the Vietnam War, which we youngsters could see. Was just some imperialist bullying of an innocent country, actually, but which then was portrayed as some necessary and good, for all purposes, good operation that had to be carried out by the good people in these civilized, democratic, free, open, Christian. Oh, I didn't say that much, but nations in the bright west, which we then could see through. And now pretty much, you know, the real, or this more real version of what actually happened down there. I mean, they killed 3 million Vietnamese people. Many of them, of course, civilians. And then I read about Iraq, Afghanistan, then, you know, after this 9/11. And how many civilians were killed? You know, the sanctions. When you hear the word sanctions, it doesn't sound bad, does it? But it's like a bomb carpet over a country which hits, you guessed it, the civilian, ordinary people. So, you know, for instance, Afghanistan, they had like $7 billion in reserve. For some reason there, I guess it was because it was a form of dollars or some bonds or whatever in the Federal Reserve Bank. So then when the Americans, the North Americans, the US people, leaders there decided to invade entire Afghanistan because some terrorists flew airplanes into the Twin Towers and killed 3,000 people in America. They took that, if you think about it, I mean, think about it, they took that as a justification for invading Afghanistan, who were not the ones who flew the airplanes into that World Trade Center. And warring against them for 20 years. Now what they did, which I didn't know until today, they froze, as they call it, those $7 billion which belongs to Afghanistan. In other words, they stole them. And during those 20 years and after when they left, even up till today, I suppose, Afghanistan, again, ordinary people, including women and children, were thrown into famine, starvation, incredible, disastrous malnutrition and miserable conditions. And there were help organizations of all kinds who were pushing the American US government, give back those $7 billion to Afghanistan, which belongs to them. So they can at least get out of that situation of basic starvation, which just didn't happen. And then finally, I think it was Christmas 2021 or something, beginning of next year. Biden under pressure. Decided, okay, we will give them half of that, 3.5 billion. Of their money, and the other half of their money we will take and give to the relatives of those who died in 9/11. So, and I guess those people were not in a state of starvation. So I think this is one example how, and I'm just reading a book about this, how they can completely close their eyes to the suffering of others. Just because they are in a distant country, they're not guilty in any way at all, but because they are not visible. And in the US, you know, on their news channels, there was hardly any mention of this at all. So, again, one way of propaganda techniques is to simply be quiet about certain things that you don't want people to know. And you can see that the way that people in the West sometimes behave towards and speak about people in the, you know, in the other parts, other part of the world, Asia, Middle East, Africa, South America, and so on, is, I mean, I would say, seems plain and pure racist. Because any little thing, any little fault you can find, you use in order to criticize or ridicule, sometimes grossly joking about such people. And I'm pretty sure that racism is there. At the same time, we find that, for instance, the Chinese, which are, seem to be favorite objects for that kind of treatment, they are in so many ways now doing much, much better. Very talented, very intelligent, hardworking, and got their country from 40 years from being completely poor to being, you know, one of the richest countries in the world. So, as someone mentioned in that comment, saying the sour grapes. But since I am a Westerner, and I am from one of these countries who are pretty much echoing that mentality, that attitude, which I think you Swedes should be ashamed of, I also see some other thing which you don't want to hear about, probably, and you will be angry at me when I say. Well, this is my theory at least. Take it for what it is. I think that what happens is when you. When your life is just too easy, maybe because the country you live in have gained their comfortable lifestyle at the cost of others' comfort, such as what we're talking about here. And what is probably what happens when, you know, big, powerful cultures, civilizations start to crumble into decadence, as we call it, that you get lazy. And thus you become ignorant and dull. Your intelligence shuts down. And you may also live a life that is not healthy. Too much alcohol, too much drugs, too much junk food, getting fat and slobby and, yes, dull-minded. And you know, that's it seems to me is what happened around here, and especially over there in the West. Because I, over and over again, I mean, I consider myself a fairly normal human being with a fairly normal level of intelligence. But I often react when I speak to and listen to people around here. And it seems especially the leader, those people in leadership positions. At the stupidity, sorry, I have to use that word as objectively as I can here because it's the best word I can find. The stupidity and dullness and the inability to distinguish reality from illusion and fiction from truth. And then when I come to China, or I speak to Indians, or Russians for that sake, I feel comfortable. I feel that, hey, these are just, you know, normal, intelligent people that I can communicate with and who can follow, you know, and who I can follow when we speak, and who have sensible understanding and ideas about things. I can't say it more than that because it's subjective. Statement, I know. Not meant to be anything else. But you know, human beings can by the choice of lifestyle, I would say, turn stupid. Now I guess someone will really get upset with me, but that's the purpose of it. But I read a journalist who wrote about his experiences traveling in Russia. And he said, you know, you have people there around you, very nice and friendly people, but they are learned. They read books. They can quote, you know, authors. They know history. They are. And I know, I mean, you can of course say whatever you want to say with video cameras and sound and words. But yes, I saw people walking out on the streets in US cities, which are, by the way, not looking anymore the way they did when I was there, like San Francisco. It was really a nice city when I was there. I lived there for a while in 98. It seems to be really on its way down. So you walk out in the streets and ask people the simplest questions about other countries. I don't even remember. And the answers make you amazed. Well, actually scared in a way, because what's going on over there? Poor people. And there seem to be so many drugs around, legal or illegal. Doesn't seem like the difference is very big nowadays. So, you know, I mean, we need to, I don't need, you know, I know you don't like me talking like this, especially if you're from over there, but some actually are my friends who are from America, they say the same, actually quite a few of them. They agree with me. But I say the same here in Sweden, just the very fact that Swedish people for some reason have decided to just follow the Americans. They want to be like Americans, dress like Americans, speak like Americans, watch American movies, listen to American music, just, yeah. Just as I found, last time I was in India, and I was there pretty much in the 80s, 90s, everyone there wanted green card and go to America, and it was all America, America. But today, I don't think it is like that anymore. It's getting the opposite. Soon probably Americans, they want to go to China and India and the countries which are even now getting richer, where the streets or the cities are clean and nice and no homeless people at all in India. Okay, I'm talking China now. And where, you know, the way I see it now, being objective, neutral Swede, honestly, and look out now, you Westerners, especially on this time of Ukraine war and this and that, I think the leaders over there in those countries, both China and India and Russia and others, seem to be better statesmen. Than those in Europe and the US. Real, you know, the ones that you learned about in, as a guy did when I grew up, what it means, you know, you have to be competent and you get known for that, being a competent leader of your country. And you, I mean, you can see it, and I would say that's the best proof in the result. Is your country going down the drain, or is it becoming wealthier and healthier and your people happier? That's what counts, not what how great you are at making an upholding as long as possible a fantastic image of yourself in media as the good and free and strong and, you know, smart one. It doesn't fly, you know, anymore. And of course it doesn't, because what counts is just practical reality. I mean, just as this guy there in Ukraine, Zelensky, I mean, he was a comedian, he was an actor. We know that. And then the Americans took him. It's just their usual color revolution, you know, get rid of, make some big uproar on a square in the middle of the, you know, outside of the government building, more or less. Get a lot of people there protesting against their government. And it's easy to get, you know, if you have enough skills and media control and all that, it's easy to do that in a country. You know, and then get rid of the old leader, put a new one there. So this guy now, who's just completely, you know, for anyone who has some intelligence and is awake to see what's going on, he's a completely unqualified leader. And there he sits in a war against the most powerful military, you know, nuclear power nation in the world. You know, can you imagine, you know, if you had, instead of Churchill there in England during the Second World War, you had Charlie Chaplin or someone. Yeah, he's popular, let's vote him in. That's kind of the level it seems to be at today. he's an actor, he can act the way we want him to act, you know.
Good idea.
And then that actor probably, you know, gets completely screwed up mentally from all the pressure. And when you are under such pressure, you tend to start taking drugs or whatever you do, or becoming paranoid, or, you know, some, of course, others want to kill you and take over your power. And, you know, it's a really difficult psychological situation to be in. So he's now going around babbling, mumbling this mantra about, I have a peace plan, a victory plan, peace plan, victory plan. And what is it? It is very simple. That the rest of the world should give my country as many weapons and as much money as we want and need, and help us, as we don't know how to use them, to send them right into Russia. In other words, let's all of us go to war against Russia, the evil ones who invaded our eastern parts, which are populated by Russians, speaking Russian and actually liking Russians very much, and which were between 2014 and 2022 treated very badly by the Western Ukrainians. Where there are, and if you don't believe me, then just search on YouTube, you can find their videos, very much influenced, dominated by Nazis. Yes, they are Nazis, and that's what I say. I can, if this is a video, I can show you that, those scenes here. And they speak it like this, they say it publicly, they show it by their appearance. And we know that their tradition from this, what's his name? Is there to historically verify it as well. So, yes. So because the Russians did that, which they call protecting their people, the ethnic, because they share ethnicity. And I heard that some month ago from a, you know, what I call a reliable source, 120, actually it was from a, an article, you know, I can find it, 120,000 or so of the soldiers now fighting on the Russian side there in East Ukraine are, ursäkta, jag har upptagen. Nej, nej, det får du inte, jag ska gå bara och promenera. Du, jag står vad jag vill. Om jag har gått innanför här, då kan du gå på mig. Men här är allmän plats. Oförskämt. Det här är allmän plats. Det här är en skog och det här är en gräsmatta på allmän plats. Jag gör ingenting innanför där. Gå härifrån. Oförskämt. Totalt.